Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Redemption is a funny concept, with everyone having a different measuring stick of when it is or isn't okay to give a villain a chance to make right past mistakes. Some things are universally too far, that's true, but you have a lot of grey area in between. Regardless though, games will often force you to make nice with the bad guy, either just for a little while out of convenience, or because the bad guy has seen the error of their ways and wants to legitimately help you. These games we've got on this list are the best examples of those cases, whether your characters are forming an alliance of convenience or accepting a new friend into the ranks. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video games where you work with the villain. Number 10, Loghain McTeer, Dragon Age Inquisition. There are a lot of ways you can influence the world of Dragon Age Inquisition, thanks to the Dragon Age Keep website. From who's running each nation, to the state of each certain race, character, and organization, to who helps you throughout the game's main story. During one of the two main story arcs, the game sees the Inquisitor having to team up with a Grey Warden from a previous game to stop corruption in his organization's ranks. Who that Warden is entirely up to the player, but one option is Loghain from Dragon Age Origins. Loghain McTeer, once the main antagonist of the first game, is given a new lease on life should the player decide to spare them at the end of Origins' climactic showdown. To keep an eye on him, since, you know, they're not complete idiots, they induct him into the Grey Wardens, which binds him to fighting the demonic Darkspawn for the rest of his life, which, speaking of, has been reduced to only 30 more years because of the induction ritual. And sure enough, if that's your world state from Origins, then Loghain shows up in Inquisition to help the Inquisitors save the Grey Wardens from themselves. Number 9, Shadow the Hedgehog, Sonic Adventure 2. One of the most famous villain to hero heel turns belongs to Shadow the Hedgehog in Sonic Adventure 2. After spending the whole game running rings around Sonic and Co. in order to bring about the end of the world that took so much from him, Shadow is convinced at the 11th hour to finally try and put his past behind him. Just in time too, because the predecessor to Shadow for the Ultimate Lifeform Project has broken loose. A giant kaiju known as the Biolizard. How you get from Biolizard kaiju monster to little black hedgehog is beyond me, but hey, what do I know? The final act of this game more or less redefined the entire franchise going forward, introducing a new fan favorite character, as well as cementing that every Sonic game from then on should have a fight against a big eldritch abomination. Number 8, Bowser, Super Paper Mario. Bowser and Mario have worked together in the past, or at least have decided that sometimes they'll settle their differences with golf instead of battling to the death. But in the Mario RPGs, they've been more likely to team up against a common enemy. The best example comes in Super Paper Mario, where, after being manipulated into helping start the end of the multiverse, Bowser gets sent to another world so he won't be a problem for the true villain of the story, Count Black. Obviously, Bowser takes offense to this, so much so that he has no problem whatsoever in teaming up with Mario when he finds the King Koopa. Bowser becomes a party member from that point forth, providing an excellent source of offense in the form of his fire breath. Number 7, Nadine Ross, Uncharted The Lost Legacy. If you were going to continue the Uncharted series, and considering how much bank this series consistently makes, of course they were going to keep it going past 4, shifting the POV character to fan favorite Chloe is an excellent place to start. But Naughty Dog went even further and had her team up with Nadine Ross, one of the main villains from Uncharted 4. At first, Nadine is clearly only there because she really needs the money due to her losing her meal ticket in 4. before, and Chloe could really use someone with Python's from, so it all works out. This is easily one of the healthier entries on this list due to how Chloe and Nadine's relationship develops over the course of the game, going from an alliance of convenience and payment to a genuine friendship. Number 6. Cinder, Legend of Spyro, Dawn of the Dragon. In the first of Activision's reboot trilogy, Cinder the Black Dragon was the central antagonist trying to subjugate the world for various no good reasons. However, at the end of the game, Spyro, naturally, whoops her ass and reverts her back to being a normal dragon. So now what? Spyro can't bring himself to kill Cinder, he feels way too sorry for her. Plus, he clearly is already developing a crush on her. So for most of the second game, she just sulks. Then Dawn of the Dragon comes and the dynamic undergoes yet another shift. This time, Cinder wants to actually help Spyro solve the problem, becoming his co-op partner for the game as well as his broody love interest. It's an arc that was a whole trilogy in the making and was awesome to watch unfold. Number 5. Cerberus, Mass Effect 2. Teaming up because you're reconciling your differences or because you've undergone an intensely emotional arc is all well and good, but there's nothing like the inherent discomfort of working with someone that you know for a fact you cannot trust. After Shepard gets their ass thoroughly stomped into a thin rubbery paste by the Collectors for messing with their bosses the Reapers in the last game, the Commander finds themselves brought back to life by the human supremacist group known as Cerberus. They're Shepard's only large-scale ally in the fight against the Reapers, since the governments of the galaxy would rather pretend that the Reapers don't even exist. But that doesn't mean you can let your guard down, as the game lets the player know at pretty much every turn that Cerberus cannot and should not be trusted. While there are some good people caught up in Cerberus machinery, the elusive man, the enigmatic mega-rich man at the top, always has his own agenda, to which you are just one of many pawns. Number 4. Captain Quark, Ratchet and Clank, Up Your Arsenal. In the first game, Captain Quark was an unscrupulous backstabber. In Going Commando, he was a punchline. But in Up Your Arsenal, Captain Quark's your boss. Continuing the theme of Ratchet never getting any credit for the good he does, Quark immediately hogs the spotlight once Ratchet gets him back in the game at the start of Up Your Arsenal, and even gets his own warship, which he staffed with characters from previous games, including Ratchet and Clank. Making the punchline of the series suddenly be the main character's boss was a stroke of comedic genius on the part of the writers, especially if you played the original and know what a cowardly, traitorous corporate thug he used to be. At that point, though, you realize that him messing everything up isn't part of some scheme like last time. He's just really, really incompetent. Number 3. The Panda King, Sly 3. When Sly Cooper was a child, he watched on in horror as a gang known as the Fiendish Five murdered his father in cold blood and stole his family's book of thieving legacy. One by one, he got his revenge on the men who took everything from him, and that was where the first game was content to leave it. But then Sly 3 came along and flipped the whole narrative on its head. We find one of the men who murdered Sly's father, the Panda King, redeemed and living the quiet life in the mountains, at least until some nasty warlord comes and messes with him and his family. Just in time too, because Sly finds himself forced to acknowledge that they need the Panda King's help for the big job at the climax of 3. Agreeing to scratch Sly's back if Sly scratches his, Sly ends up helping the Panda King rescue his daughter, earning his former enemy's allegiance in the bargain. Number 2. GLaDOS, Portal 2. By far the funniest case of having to work with the dude who, not 5 minutes ago, wanted your head mounted on their wall belongs to GLaDOS from Portal 2. To be fair, it's kinda hard to be menacing when you've been turned into a potato battery by Higgins from Modern Family. After helping the AI core Wheatley overthrow and supplant Shell's eternal tormentor GLaDOS, Wheatley almost immediately turns on Shell in turn, forcing her to team up with GLaDOS to defeat him. Just one problem. GLaDOS is now a potato. The drastic humbling of what was once an almost godlike villain as far as Shell was concerned, who once dictated every inch of Shell's life, makes their new dynamic in the latter half of the game all the more hilarious. Which is all the more impressive considering one half of that dynamic has apparently nothing to say on the matter. Number 1. The Arbiter, Halo 3. While the first Halo wasn't bad by any stretch, it needed a little more character. Something to add that vital bit of intrigue to make the story that much more compelling. Bungie's solution was the Arbiter, a proper rival for Master Chief and an interesting look at the other side of the human covenant argument. His character would be properly fleshed out in shows like Halo Legends and novels like Karen Travis's Glasslands trilogy. But in 2, he was just an agent specifically assigned to hunt down the Master Chief to restore his honor in the eyes of the Covenant. What he instead finds is that the Covenant really are just a bunch of psychopaths, and in 3, Arbiter and his people team up with the humans to take them down for good. And on top of all this, the brilliant voice of Keith David and you get by far the most compelling arc in the entire Halo franchise, and the coolest instance of a villain and hero teaming up to take down the greater threat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.